Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Oklahoma City Thunder and the Atlanta Hawks. Thunder come in with a record of 10-13 versus the Hawks at 13-10. Over their last 10, Oklahoma City has gone 4-6 and is on a two-game winning streak. Atlanta very similar over that span, 5-5, also on a two-game winning streak. Let's take a look at the numbers. 116.8 average per game by Oklahoma City, that's 6th in the NBA. 114 for the Hawks, that's 14th. Amazing how 2.5 points will make such a big difference in the rankings. Team defense, 117.8 by the Thunder, 113.3 allowed by the Hawks, so a good advantage there for Atlanta. Turnovers, both teams fairly good with the ball, 14.1 average by Oklahoma City, about one better by the Hawks, 13.2. Looking at the shooting numbers, 46.4 from the field for the Thunder, similar 46.9 from the field for the Hawks. 32.6 from distance for Atlanta, slight advantage, 33.8 from behind the arc by the Thunder. Free throw number, 78.4 for Oklahoma City, which is solid, but Atlanta much better, 82.2, which is a really strong number from the charity stripe. Free throws may play big in this one. Depends how the game is played, of course. More on that later. But as for the bench scoring, 39.1 average from the Pine by the Thunder, 28.1 by the Hawks. So an 11-point advantage there by the Thunder. That could also play big. This will be the first time these two teams play this year. Both teams are off. Oklahoma City has no new injuries of any kind to report. John Collins remains out for Atlanta. Trae Young is day-to-day, so that's huge. Given the injuries, the bench scoring, I think I have to go with the Thunder on this one to get a win on the road in Atlanta, so we'll see how it plays out. That is your on-court look of Thunder and Hawks. Coming up, we will look at the betting lines on this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Jay Lloyd, and we're stacking the NBA with our betting preview of the Oklahoma City Thunder and Atlanta Hawks. As we record, the Hawks sitting as a 6-point favorite. Saw some 5.5s early, little movement back and forth between those two numbers. Total all the way up to 236. This shot up this morning, 231.5 on the opener. So if you got an early, congratulations to you on this one. I do like the over in this matchup. Thunder, they're 14-9 ATS overall, 8-4 on the road, and 6-4 in their last 10. Hawks, 10-13 ATS, 6-6 home number with a 4-6 ATS in the last 10 games. As I mentioned, the Thunder 16-7 to the over, 13-10 to the over are the Hawks. Thunder last played Saturday. Hawks have been off since Friday. Matchup-wise, over has hit 9 of the last 10. They have hit the under, though, 7 of the last 10 in Atlanta. And Thunder, a nice run here in the series. 16-6 ATS in Atlanta run, and a 24-11 in the last 35 matchups overall. Thunder over 8 of their last 9 on a day's rest. Also, 11 of their last 13 have gone over the total. The Hawks keep that over trend, 4 of their last 5 after an ATS win. One under trend here for the Hawks, they've gone under 4 of the last 5 at home, taking on teams with road records under 400. The Hawks in that mark against road teams under 400, also just 2-6 in their last 8 ATS at that spot. Trae Young and DeAndre Hunter, both questionable tonight for the Hawks. Something to keep my eye on there. I lean Thunder in this game. Hawks have cooled off from their hot start. Thunder keep putting up points, which keeps them in games, getting 6 points. Potentially no Trae Young tonight. I think the Thunder plus a 6 is a solid lean. I like the over here. I feel it's a pretty square play, even with that line movement. Shea's off the injury report. Even without Trae, though, I think Shea means more to OKC in their number than Trae does to the Hawks. So I still like the over. Even at the 236, I still feel like it's an overplay. I'll keep an eye on it, though, if it does go any higher. More NBA previews, stacking the NBA, part of the sports betting stack. You can find us on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcast. I'm Jay Lloyd, stacking the NBA on the sports betting stack.